For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael's winds have tapered off, but it's still a Category 3 storm as it crosses Florida and into Georgia. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is tracking the system.
This is a Category 3 storm rolling into Georgia as we speak from the south. I can assure you that's never happened as long as records have been kept for a storm this strong to enter Georgia from the south. This is incredible.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm's power will be felt for hundreds of miles around.
There's a lot of wind in there, not just around the center as we focus here, causing a lot of the damage, but also these rain bands could contain hurricane force winds and also tornadoes.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's lots of speculation as to who will be replacing UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump said he'd have a replacement for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, within the next 3 weeks. Former Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson on Fox News talking about Haley's replacement.
It would strike me that Huntsman would be a good choice. Heather Nauert, you know, she's gotten a lot of foreign policy experience with working on the press issues at the State Department. I don't know Dina Powell, but you know, this is a great job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The closing bell couldn't come too soon on Wall Street, the worst drop in the market in over 8 months. The Dow Jones plunged 832 points, and the S&P 500 fell for the fifth day in a row. The blue chips lost more than 3%, and tech-heavy NASDAQ more than 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
That's crazy.
I know. Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
So I got two kids I'm babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart. Went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 56-year-old New York man is charged with making a huge bomb. He had a plan to blow himself up in Washington, D.C. on Election Day as a massive stunt. The FBI is continuing to search the home of the man who lives just north of New York City. They had discovered a monster 200-pound explosive device. Prosecutors say Paul Rosenfeld had planned to detonate the bomb in the nation's capital on Election Day in November. He allegedly wanted to kill himself to draw attention to his political beliefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.